Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for February the 17th. I'm Paul White, and I'm glad to have you with me. I'd also like to announce that we are 1 week away from our next monthly meeting in North Georgia. We meet every Tuesday evening for a Bible study at 7, and this is at the theater. At the theater at the clubhouse at Sterling-on-the-Lake in Flowery Branch. Those details are well documented on our website and our event page. However, we have started a monthly meeting, and that happens next Sunday night. We're 1 week away from that meeting at 5 p.m., and it takes place this time in the same place of our Tuesday night studies. This will happen in the theater at Sterling. So if you are aware of the Tuesday night, make yourself aware of a Sunday, 5 o'clock, the 24th of February. And if you're in the area, we'd love to have you with us. And if you've wanted to make a journey, but Tuesdays are impossible, Sunday evening, 5 o'clock might be just perfect for you. We'll have music. We'll share the word. We'll have wonderful time fellowship. I am very excited about these monthly meetings, as it seems to be another step that the Father has put out in front of us, and I'm enjoying that journey. Well, when you talk about enjoying a journey, I sure have enjoyed this through Zechariah. We're in the 8th chapter. Yesterday, we dealt with the first 5 verses down through that streets of the city full of boys and girls playing in the streets, and got into the imagery of what that looks like. Today, let's jump into verses 6, at least 6 and 7 and 8. And I want to show you what I think is a bit of a literary device used by Zechariah that is not unique to Zechariah. Verse 6, thus says the Lord of hosts, if it's marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes? Says the Lord of hosts, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west, and I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people. I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. This phrase, in the land, I will bring them back from the land of the east and from the land of the west, probably has a little better translation in the Hebrew, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. And the translators assumed that that meant from the east to the west. Why did they make that assumption? Well, obviously, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So they were using a device that sounds a little better from the east to the west. But they were using a device they had found in other passages. For instance, Psalms chapter 107. Let me read the first 3 verses of Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That's his goodness, by the way, in the Hebrew. And boy, isn't that true. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. It's an interesting, in this analogy in Psalms 107, God redeems from the four corners of the globe. That's a common illusory device that is used in the New Testament when you see the four winds blowing and coming from the angels coming from the four corners of the earth. That's not, I shouldn't have to say this, but that's not a reference to a flat earth. It's a reference to the four directions on the compass, and it is here comes a phrase we use, an all-encompassing statement. Okay, so when you get into Zechariah 8 and God's bringing them back from the east and from the west, I think the author is using another familiar device. I told you a moment ago it's not unique to Zechariah, meaning that it's not only Zechariah who uses this device. I personally think it's a device that has been used in the book of Psalms earlier. Psalms 103, and I find this one pretty awesome. Look at verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now there's a promise that God, who made, by the way, 5 verses earlier, made his ways known to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, which means Israel knew how he acted. Moses knew what he was. Moses knew his way. Moses knew his heart. You could say this, if you perceive any conflict between the perception of God in the Old Testament and the perception of God in the New Testament, it could be because you're seeing God in many cases through the lens of how Israel sees God, and all they see is God act. Moses sees God's ways, and there is this endless tension between Moses and Israel. And I think that's because they have two different perceptions of God. Not to say God is different in both cases, but they perceive him to be different. Now, out of that, the psalmist in verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, he's removed our transgressions from us. What would such a statement mean? Well, I note in Psalms 107, when he calls Israel together, he calls them from north, south, east, and west. But when he gets rid of your sins, he gets rid of them from east to west. Why not north to south? I think it's because of this. When we're talking about gathering, you want to use all four corners because you're bringing from all over. When you talk about separating, when you talk about vanishing, getting rid of something, you want to put it as far apart as you can. We might say you've separated it from one side of the galaxy to the other. That would be infinite, pretty much. They didn't have those terms. What they did have was, we can separate from east from the west. Why is that different than north to south? And I think it's because if you go north, eventually you're going south. But if you go west, you're always going west. Now, the counter-argument could be, well, maybe they didn't see the earth as round, so they wouldn't have used such an analogy. But you could also argue that they saw the sun come up in the east and they saw the sun go down in the west, and whether they understood where it was going or not, they knew it was gone, at least until it came back up in the east. And so you could say that if your sins have been separated east from west, not only is it that if you go one way, you'll never find them, but that they vanish and are out of sight, and that what happens is the sun rises on a new day and a new way for you to live. I think the analogy could be stretched to this. Jesus says to Peter, Peter, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows twice. You could say that it's a dark night in Peter's soul. You could also say, Peter, chin up, listen for the rooster, because when the sun comes up, it's a brand new day. And that, to me, is an encouraging way of saying, yes, God has new possibilities on the horizon for you. And I'll say that to you as well, new possibilities on the horizon for you. Zechariah, let's finish this little passage. I'll bring them back. They'll dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They'll be my people. I'll be their God in truth and in righteousness. Tomorrow, we'll jump into verse 9, continue from there. I'll see you then. God bless.